I think it's vibe time. Let's see. Oh, yeah, hello.
Hello the hound.
Roscoe.
How about it?
Vibe report time. Oh, my God. We're halfway through. Halfway home. Yeah, I heard you and Werner were on the tear.
Werner was really ripping up the joints, and he was quick with the plastic.
The man's
got a wallet full of plastic.
Ooh, drinks on him.
How about it?
I like that.
I think I owe him plenty now.
I like when somebody has a wallet full of plastic and they're just off their program.
Yeah.
And you're looking for revenge on the person who talked them into quitting drinking the first time.
Yeah. Warner, he's got some good ideas. I liked it, you know. He'll do that annual non-drinking thing for some photo sessions and the video, and then he off to Europe. He can't can't not drink in Europe.
I wouldn't dream of it.
So we put back a couple bottles of the Beaujolais Nouveau over at the farm, you know, kind of happening.
Yeah.
With your $12 bowl of pasta. Something special about it, I just don't know.
An amusing little domestic. I was astounded by his presumptuousness, though. I forgot how. We need Bruce here to do the wine thing.
Uh-huh.
The wine tasting spiel.
Uh-huh. That's sort of, there's a wine equivalent to good ball club. Sort of, you know, younger guys with some speed, older guys with some experience.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, is that the vibe, the wine?
I know I had another vibe. Oh, you know, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to see if I can rearrange myself to having a normal weekend schedule. You know, like I just did between the Blue Jays gig Thursday night. That was kind of incredible. We got over there.
Oh, at Wetlands?
Oh, man.
What was that like?
Don't ever go to that place. It, you know what? It looks like it's a piece of area that was redecorated by some organized crime guys with a lot of money, and they decorated it like mall hippie. So it looks like some kind of jean store, some kind of mall jean store. They even have an actual, what did they have in there? Oh, the
VW bus
up on blocks, and they're handing out pamphlets to all kinds of knee-jerk liberal garbage type causes and, you know, bumper stickers, and they're actually like these Nouveau deadhead kids hanging around with sleeping bags and everything. I don't know what...
They came in the club with sleeping bags?
Yeah, they really get it right, you know? They got the... You mind if I crash here?
Oh, my God.
Like, go ahead, but...
Did they dig the Jays?
Well, the Jays, it was really funny. See, I was timing my buzz. No one told me that it was a two-set gig until, like, the tailgaters got on and the guy... The jerk who was announcing the thing goes, and stay tuned, there'll be another set by the Jays. You know, it's like, oh, boy.
So you peaked too soon, huh?
Not really. I just sort of rearranged it afterwards, and the Jarla, you know, he was with me all the way, and we really, you know, you've been to plenty of those Jays gigs where it's a super anti-success thing.
You know, when they start playing, like, the Ballad of John and Yoko.
No, but we did a... They gave me... I did a whole, like, four-song Neil thing. That was pretty cool. And then just when they were trying to stop, you know, like, the guy had came up to the stage a couple of times giving us, like, the hook motion. And the Jays were ready to quit. And I started caught in a trap, you know, like... It was just, you know, it was one of those Jays things where it's like, look, man, you know... It may be Thursday night here, but it's Saturday night in our minds, you know. So, I don't know. Saturday night is not meaning too much for me, but I don't know. If I could just rearrange myself so I had a normal weekend and, you know, it's kind of tough. Jack has his different weekend. His weekend starts on Sunday night. That's when he goes wild. He goes, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's kind of the Jack boy weekend. I think if we could all straighten out these weekends, or at least maybe take a vote, and, you know, I think it would be good. That's the vibe.
Well, Saturday night in the holiday season I in New York City, I generally would not call that a good time to have your weekend.
Well, maybe we should make it Tuesday and Wednesday or something.
I like the Sunday through Thursday weekend myself.
Sunday through Thursday. Yeah, that's good. That's a professional thing.
Every day is Saturday.
And Saturday is New Year's Eve. All right, well, okay, well, that's kind of the vibe, the vibe from uptown. I'd also like to give special thanks to the people who showed up at the Pines Thanksgiving, especially the people that left all the extra bottles of tequila.
Oh, one of them's here.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Sally.
Two of them are here.
Oh, yeah, Den brought one,
Den
too.
Den brought one, too? Yeah.
You bet.
God.
Yeah,
I knew you'd appreciate it.
Yeah, just, you know, find a fire and throw some gasoline on it.
We're sorry if we left stuffing on your bed or something.
Well, I didn't turn over my sheet. I noticed that it was a slightly different look when I got there, and I decided to go with it rather than see the spots on the other side. Well, here you go, the sound you know and love, and aloha from Disco.
Aloha.
Pertaining to the vibe and whatnot.
How about it?
Roscoe.
There it is, Roscoe. In this new phone hookup, we don't get the sound we know and love. We don't get the doot, doot, doot.
No.